Shkalim Per Gimel Mishnah Dalad 3-4. We just got finished saying how although everyone who contributes and will contribute is included equally in the Machzeh Shekel, but there's certainly some sort of emotional benefit that one gets, psychological benefit one gets, to know that his coin was included. And that's especially important when you're dealing with a whole nation of people who probably are fairly distant from their coins and the process of what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash. We want them to feel involved. We want them to feel it's really them and for them and from them. And that's a little tricky. Certainly no different than the way, I'm sure if you see them building a new road or making a new park, and you're happy at the park, you say, oh, look, they, the municipality, the government is making a new park. That's very nice. But the government doesn't have money all of its own. The municipality's money comes from you, the taxpayer. It's you building it with your money and the people around you. But we don't feel that way because the government sort of seems like a separate entity. And we don't, Chazal wanted to somehow, to the best of their ability anyways, make sure that everyone felt they were a part of it. Certainly that's a tricky business if you're talking about people who live very far afield, living, you know, in Chutz La'aretz, far away. So we're going to make part of the ceremony, the taking of the three different takings of the coins, done in such a way that people, to the extent that we can, feel that this is sort of, this is dedicated to them and they're part of it. So the Mishnah says, Taram Eser Rishona, when they, after taking the first of the three takings, now we're talking about the last day of Adar, before the first of Nisan, the first time, after they took it, Umachape Bikatavlaot, they would cover the remaining coins. There are many coins in this chamber, you know, hundreds of thousands of coins, presumably, maybe even millions of coins. So they had to, they're not going to use them all, so they covered the ones they hadn't used with like a leather cover, or leather covers, because there were so many, you needed multiple. Shnia, same goes, when they did the second taking, a couple months later, again, they would, after they took, they would continue to collect coins that were coming from further and further away, and after they took from the second sample, again, umechape, the katavlot, they would again cover it with the leather covers, sort of separating the first batch after they were tied, and they're sort of put away, and the second batch again, after they were tied, taking their sample, they're also covered up. And then shlishis, again, the third coins that came in last would be piled atop the second leather cover, and then 15 days before Sukkos, meaning the last day of El, when they took the final one, Lohe Mechape, after that they didn't cover it another time, no need to, because they've done all the taking they're going to take from this, that year's collection of Machzeh Shekels. Now the next words of the Mishnah you may misunderstand, so make a little note to yourself. The next words say, Shema Yishkach V'Yitro Min HaDavar HaTarum. Perhaps they could forget and take from something which is already taken from. Now, this is a throwback to what happened in the beginning of the Mishnah, meaning it's not answering the question, why don't they cover it a third time? It's answering the question, why do cover it the first and second time? And the answer is they do cover it the first and second time, so that after you've taken some sample from the coins that were aggregated in time for the first taking, they cover that with a whole layer of leather so that none of those coins are included in subsequent collections. And that way, people whose coins are coming later on from further away, they, so to speak, also have an equal chance of getting their coins collected when the second and then the third taking is done. That's how the Bartonur learns. Now, Taram Eser Rishona, when they took the first sample of coins, L'shem Eretz Yisrael, they dedicated it to the people of Eretz Yisrael, because there were people in Eretz Yisrael, they were close by, their coins started being collected, as you recall, from the beginning of the Masechta, from the beginning of Adar, they had a whole month. By the end of Adar, they take the first Truma, ever from Eretz Yisrael, more or less, their coins have arrived. But after that, it was covered, and now the second taking, which is going to happen 15 days before Shavuos, that taking will be dedicated, Ushnia L'shum Krachem HaMukafenla. That'll be dedicated to the people who live a little further away in cities outside of Eretz Yisrael, but not too far. They're mukaf, which means samuch. They're nearby cities. So we're talking about, you know, people who live, let's say, in what's modern day Jordan, and so on. So they're outside of Eretz Yisrael, but they're not too far away. And then ushlishis, the third taking, the one done right before, like the last day of Elul, there l'shum bavel, l'shum madai, l'shum medinos harachokos. That was for people dedicated to those people who lived very far afield, and their coins took a long time to get to the Beis HaMikdash, like people who lived in Bavel, which is Babylonia, modern-day Iraq, Ulushum Madai, the Median people, that's modern-day Iran, Ulushum Medinos Arachokos, and other countries that are, you know, at a great distance, and therefore the coin took a long time to get there. That's the Mishnah, that's the Din. I just want to make sure it's perfectly clear that I'm restating what I said before. that every time anyone who's contributed or will contribute to the Machza Shekel, he is included legally with the coins that are taken, and he has an equal portion with everybody else, whether or not his coin is included in the actual literal actual purchase, he's equal to everybody else in terms of his stake in the actual korbanos that are offered. So that means that the purpose of this Mishnah is ceremonial, and I'll call it like psychological, so people can feel invested and involved, and they're thought of, and when they did the taking of each tithe, they said, hey, all you Jews far afield out there living in, you know, in Jordan and in Babylonia, this one's for you.